Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, this is your WWE News Brief for this Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. A little bit of a new segment I'm calling here News Brief, and it's just going to be rounding up the news and rumors for that particular day and week. It may not be every day, probably won't be every day, but I'm trying to get some kind of news and rumors show together. And right now, it's going to be yours truly doing this. So let's dive into it. The very first thing here is Triple H losing his job in WWE. Now, this is an article from Wrestling Edge. I'm always going to give credit where credit is due. I'm not going to pretend that I'm coming up with these on my own or have sources within WWE. This is coming directly from WrestlingEdge.com. And WrestlingEdge.com is reporting that Triple H currently oversees the operations in WWE's NXT brand. It is being reported that the gold and black brand is set to go through a big change as WWE Chairman Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are likely to take over the management and Triple H would step down from the authority of the brand. However, Triple H is likely to remain with NXT. Now, reports have come out that might be good news for the game. It turns out that he might not have lost all control that some fans thought. According to a report from WrestleVotes, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, William Regal, and Matt Bloom are still very much in control of things. The look of NXT is likely to change, but it will be a subtle one. So NXT is set to resume live programming on September 14th. We will have to see how the brand changes from here. Plans might change in the future, but as of now, Triple H and his people are in charge of NXT. They're not going anywhere, but as I reported yesterday, if you watch my TikTok at the WWE podcast on TikTok, I reported that it looks like Vince and Bruce Pritchard are going to be taking creative control of NXT. Now they're rebranding NXT. They've got a new logo. I wouldn't assume that the changes are necessarily subtle. If you're altering the logo and blowing it up from the black and yellow to like a rainbow color, I mean, is this like a pride NXT? I mean, really, I don't know. But it does seem as if Triple H is becoming less and less influential in WWE. We know that he got a demotion a year and a half ago, 2 years ago nearly. He was the COO and then he got demoted. So he seems as time goes on that instead of Vince adding more responsibilities to Triple H's day-to-day operations, it seems as if Vince is taking them away. And I don't know if this is eventually going to lead to Triple H leaving the company completely. The WWE is going through something right now, something massive. We saw it with all of the releases this year that were historic and earth-shattering and really just downright scary if you work in WWE. We saw this through the spring and summer of all the releases, Bray Wyatt and, of course, Braun Strowman leading the pack there among many others. And this trend has continued. They've continued to fire writers and other management staff. And NXT, you were hoping, was kind of that exempt category because Vince, you were hoping, didn't really pay attention to that brand since he didn't really view it as his baby. Well, it looks like he's finally got around to Nick Khan, who is the president of WWE, who seems to be really running roughshod now, and Vince allowing him to do so. They finally put their crosshairs on NXT and said, hey, we got to make some changes here. I don't know what those changes are, nor do I understand what changes they think they need. NXT right now has its own identity of being almost a counterculture to the other two brands, even though it's in the same company, because it's very wrestling heavy, and a lot of fans like that. Storyline's easy to follow. So I don't know why they feel that they need to also put their fingerprints on a brand that, for all intents and purposes, was doing fine. I mean, NXT did lose, quote unquote, lose to AEW in the Wednesday Night Wars, okay? But it is still surviving just fine on its own, and it has its own identity, and it's taken, what, 8-9 years to create its own identity, and it has one. So why in the hell Vince feels the need, after all the projects he's got going on, to also touch NXT, which is what makes NXT special in the first place, is it feels like it's Vince McMahon hands off, right? And now we're going to see what Vince does with NXT. God help us all on September 14th. So let me know what you guys think about this, by the way. The NXT kind of power shift that's going on, and Triple H seemingly, as time progresses, getting a progressively reduced influence in the company. Just kind of a less, becoming less and less of a somebody that is in charge of things and has gotten reduced roles over time. So there's something going on. There is something going on. So also from Wrestling Edge, and I'll quote other sources in a moment too. I'm not just using exclusively one source, but they also, apparently, the title is CM Punk Leaks Real WWE Return Offer. So, obviously, he returned to AEW. We all know this. But, according to Wrestling Edge, this is what they say. Former WWE superstar CM Punk has not been seen on WWE television since the 2014 edition of the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. He walked out of the company the next day and has not looked back since then. Following his WWE exit, many fans have been wanting to see Punk make his return to the company every year. He has yet to make his return to the squared circle, and at this point, it seems very unlikely. A WWE superstar, okay, so let's see. CM Punk has also been in talks with AEW for quite a while, which obviously came true and made his return at Rampage on August 20th. So here is what... Here's what's, I guess, the most interesting. The Second City Saint recently spoke to the Angie Taylor Show, where he revealed that going back to WWE was never on the table for him. I don't think I considered it. 3 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't think AEW even existed. I don't think going back to WWE was ever really logically on the table. As I say, the place I used to work, because I don't feel it's specifically necessary to mention them when I don't have to. I'm full of anxiety and stress doing press for AEW right now that I'm inadvertently going to say a whole bunch of stupid stuff. So it appears that he never wanted to return to WWE. It was never on the table. For all the times that we chanted CM Punk in arenas, every time they went to Chicago, it never was on the table for Punk, ever. And I don't blame him. And he, as he said in his very first promo in AEW, he said that this, why would I go back to the place that got me sick in the first place? And that's so true. And it really shed light on why we never saw him. And it seems as if since then, AEW, or rather WWE, has become even more of a toxic environment, that it never appealed to Punk to go back to a place that he never felt was his home. And he said he returned, he basically skipped over the 7 years he was in WWE, and, you know, said that he he went, left a professional wrestling in 05 and came back in 2021, and skips over completely his WWE run, as he doesn't really consider that professional wrestling. And, you know, by all intents and purposes, it's not really old school pro wrestling. So, all right, let's continue on here. Let's go to wrestlinginc.com here, and I want to touch on something here, something a little more heavy, and that's a passing of a certain star, and that star is Daphne. Okay, she was, if you guys are not familiar, and I actually was not super familiar with her. Why? Because she was in WCW and TNA, both promotions I was not super into. Hence why I started a WWE podcast. But anyway, she reported, or it has been reported, she passed away at the age of 46. And this is what Wrestling Inc. writes. The wrestling world has been concerned for Daphne's condition after she posted an Instagram live video on Wednesday night where she appeared to be suicidal. Shimmer Wrestling announced Daphne's passing this afternoon with a message from her close friend, Lexi Fife. Fife provided the following message to Shimmer, or Shimer, I think it's Shimmer. We're very sad to have to announce the passing of Shannon Spruill, I think Spruill, known as Daphne Unger, and we're posting this at the request of her family. Please respect their privacy at this trying time. I will miss you, my logical sister, from another mister. Fife told TMZ Sports that Daphne had been battling mental issues prior to her death. She urged anyone going through similar issues to get help, to give the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Daphne stated in her Instagram Live video that, quote unquote, brain goes to Boston, which appears to be a reference to the Concussion Legacy Foundation and how many pro athletes donate their brains to be studied after they pass. Man, this is tough. Daphne worked with WCW from 1999 to 2001, and then worked for TNA from 2008 to 2011. She also worked for Shine, Ring of Honor, and many other promotions. Her career included in-ring action, managerial work, and acting. She held the WCW Cruiserweight title on one occasion. Wow. Okay, so I did not catch all of that when I first went through this. I mean, clearly it's suicide. There's no question about that. I don't think there's any foul play here. Her mental state was not good at all, as we clearly know. And it's very, I mean, that, you talk about a red flag when, you know, she puts in her Instagram Live session that, you know, her brain goes to Boston. And, you know, you wonder, as time goes on, I'm sure we'll hear more about this and learn more, if this mental condition was caused from many concussions. I mean, concussions can cause a lot of issues neurologically. You know, obviously Brett Favre, if you've followed his career, the quarterback, former quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, he has a ton of memory loss. A lot of the stars that in NFL, especially because it's very high impact, have had suicide instances. And when they, you know, did a study on their brain, a lot of it was due to the fact that there was a lot of concussions. Chris Benoit, although it's the same but different. Chris Benoit, when they opened up his brain, I guess it was revealed that it looked like his brain was that of an 80-year-old. So, I mean, obviously we know what Chris Benoit did, tragically, and he took his own life too, but a lot of it did have to do with the concussions he suffered, presumably, throughout the years. So that, you know, perhaps I'm just speculating, guys. I mean, who knows? That's my speculation, only because she is a wrestler, and concussions do happen. A lot of them go undocumented, especially in her earlier years, and maybe that wore on her. You know, again, we'll see. But this is very sad, very sad. So, you know, obviously, thoughts and prayers go to Daphne, well, really Shannon Spruill, and her family and friends. So.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. All right. Let's get to one or two other stories here that, I mean, there's always a ton of news that comes out, but sometimes it's just like, I feel like it's just nonsense and not worth discussing. But if those that are interested, Britt Baker reportedly, according to Wrestling Inc., has extended her AEW contract. So good news for Britt Baker fans. I'm just getting my feet wet with AEW, trying to watch it regularly or at least catching the highlights so I become more familiar with the product. That's, you know, is really refreshing to watch after watching WWE for so long. So Britt Baker, who is clearly the most over woman on the roster in AEW, extends her contract. So this is what they say. AEW Women's World Champion Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, and AEW have agreed on a contract extension, according to F4W Online. Fightful Select was the first to report the news, citing AEW sources. The report does not state the length of the new agreement or the length of the original deal. Britt Baker first signed with AEW back in January of 2019. Baker recently retained her AEW World Championship against Red Velvet. Okay. And then it's promoting her September 5th, this Sunday, she'll be defending the AEW Women's title against Chris Statlander. Boy, I gotta learn names, guys. Okay. So that is good news. Good news for Britt Baker fans. I mean, we don't know the details, but whatever they are, it's good news. So, and AEW, from what I understand, does need help on the women's side, and she seems to be kind of the cornerstone of the women's division. So I'm looking forward to really watching more, honestly. I'm really looking forward to watching more of AEW and learning more of the product and not just sound like a newbie. So, okay. Okay, this is one thing on CM Punk. One more thing on Punk here. And this is, again, from Wrestling Inc. So let me just read you what the top headline, the money line was. It says CM Punk and WWE, quote unquote, it's 100% competition. If you say it's not, you're fooling yourself. So here's what AEW star CM Punk said when he joined WFAN's Moose and Maggie to promote All Out on Sunday on the pay-per-view where Punk will wrestle Darby Allin. He said that he's willing to, but doesn't want to come across as a know-it-all veteran. He said that I don't want to be a good guy who thinks I know everything because I don't. Part of this experience for me is continuing to learn. And in 2013, I might have thought I knew everything. That was a great time for me to leave. And now I'm like, man, this is great. I got to share a ring with Sting last night and never thought something like that would happen. And just talking to him, I'm learning still. So All right, here's where the context comes in from the quote. I mean, there's a ton from this interview that you can go and look at the transcript from. It's on Wrestling Inc. Great website, guy. By the way, guys, like I'd really recommend it. The very reputable, long-standing, good stuff. Same with the Torch and all them. Like, I'm not afraid to sit here and say they're good. They're good. They're here for a reason. Okay, so here is what they said, or what Punk said. And I'll read you this verbatim. So one talking point during the several WWE media events has been Vince McMahon and Nick Khan being asked if AEW was competition for WWE. Here, Punk was asked if WWE was competition for AEW. His answer was similar to that of AEW president Tony Khan. And here's what he said. He said, if you ask them, they'll say AEW is not their competition, which is great because I think everyone sees through that. If you ask us, I'll say, yeah, absolutely, they're our competition. However, we're focused on what we're doing. We're focused on the people in the building that have paid to see AEW. And we're not so much worried about on anything else. So, again, he goes on and, there's just a lot more to this interview. But that's really the money line there. And it's true. If you don't believe that AEW is competition for WWE or vice versa, you are kind of fooling yourself. Now, Vince may not look at it as a threat currently, but their competition, by definition, I mean, they're in the same business of professional wrestling. I know Vince would say, we're not in the wrestling business. Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. I don't care whatever you want to mask it as, whatever fancy language you want to call it, sports entertainment, whatever. It's professional wrestling. Y'all are in the same business. Period. End of story. So they are, by definition, your competition because they have certainly the financial backing in Tony Khan. They have a cable outlet on TNT, a major cable outlet on TNT. They have one of their shows on the same night as yours, albeit starting right after SmackDown ends. They have a Wednesday night show. They were in direct competition at one point with NXT, and they got their ass kicked, NXT did, by AEW Dynamite. So they have pay-per-views and everything. I mean, and a lot of their talent that WWE lets go, AEW picks up. So I don't want to hear that they're not actually competition. Now, are they, again, threatening competition by ratings? Not yet. Not yet. But I think once Daniel Bryan shows up and we get other talent that WWE lets go into AEW or we just have organically rising stars that they bring in from the independent scene or whatever, they're going to eventually become, I think, on par with WWE. I really believe that. I do. Because these changes that WWE has made over the last year with all the firings, which creates bad PR, and I think a lot of goodwill with the fans gets eroded away with that. It kind of tells you how they treat and feel about their talent, that they're just disposable and nobody's safe. And then you hear from the stars that have left, and they do podcasts and reveal, their troubles with WWE. Dean Ambrose, CM Punk, Jericho said it many times, and so on. It just reveals what the environment's like backstage. And I think that fans are tired of seeing just one presentation of professional wrestling, and AEW is just that breath of fresh air. They will, in time, I believe, perhaps even supersede the ratings of WWE. I believe that is in the cards. Do I think they're ever going to put them out of business? No. And I don't want them to. I don't want AEW to put WWE out of business and vice versa. Why would you, as a wrestling fan, want one to succeed while the other goes out of business? Because that means that you truly aren't a wrestling fan. Why? Because that means there's one less place for the guys and gals to make a living. It's just, it's simple as that. But I just wanted to bring this to you guys, make it short and sweet, about 20 minutes or so. Obviously, a ton of more news could be discussed as these wrestling websites pump out a lot. Sometimes it's just silliness, but I wanted to go over some serious stuff. Obviously anything CM Punk says is at a premium right now. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this. I'll be doing this on a semi-regular basis because it's not a long-form audio show, and it keeps you guys a little bit current with what's going on if you're not already paying attention. And I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe we'll have some other people do it. We're trying to, every time we're we try to find someone to do it. It's start, stop. It's difficult right now to continue this moving forward. So if there's anybody that wants to step up and say, hey, I'd love to do a news and rumors show, maybe once, twice a week, whatever, let me know. Let me know, because typically Thursday nights are my nights off. But I love you guys so much that I decided to take 30 minutes out of my night and do this and edit it and post it for you. So, all right, everybody, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for this this news briefing and listening to it. And as always, I'll talk to you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.